Thanksgiving memories growing up, favorite backyard football game, favorite dish that grandma made.
Oh, man. A lot of calories, lots of butter and grease and sweets, and good times and laughter with the family. So Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorites, you know, growing up. And, you know, you got to, as a football player, you kind of enjoy it when you're young, because as you grow, you kind of realize it's a work day, you know, for most of us. But, you know, Coach has been gracious enough to give us off, and I definitely appreciate it.
Basically all the stuff you don't eat anymore.
Yeah, it's long in the past for now. So I just have to, you know, draw back from the memories, because you know, family obviously is up north, and, you know, I'll probably be keeping it really simple tomorrow.
In terms of this Jets rivalry, Reek, you're probably one of the few guys who actually knows what it means to this rivalry. How do you explain it and put it in words for players?
Well, for a lot of young guys, you try to, you know, get them to think back to their either high school or their college rivalry. You know, maybe some teams who, you know, they maybe had a little bit of extra animosity towards when that week came around, and, you know, just kind of get them to, you know, kind of feel what we feel as far as the veterans on the team who, like I said, have experienced it. You know, I think a lot of them understand it, and this week's always a big one.
Is this the most meaningful one of all since you've been here? I'm trying to think, like, late in the season, you guys are tied for a playoff spot right now.
Oh yeah, repping. I'm repping. it's meaningful. I mean, you know, to think about the situation we're in, and the way the season just played itself out. I mean, we got all these division games kind of crammed to the end of the season, and you know, this is a time where games, you know, all games mean a lot, but obviously, you know, the situation, this is a big one. So we got to go up there to New York and, you know, get the job done.
Is it different? No trash talking, no Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan is kind of sedated this year.
yeah, maybe compared to other seasons. But, you know, regardless of whether it's talk or not, it's still Jets week. We still know what kind of game it's going to be. You know, there's still the personalities of the teams and the history behind it. I mean, it's going to be a big one regardless of whether it's, you know, a lot of gum bumping or not.
What do you see out of their young quarterback? In terms of his athleticism and maybe any similarities to what you just faced last week?
Well, probably. I mean, he's obviously a guy who can you know, make big plays, explosive plays, which as a defense you don't want anything to do with. You know, and to the way they've been running the ball, I mean, they've been, you know, downhill hammering. And, you know, that's always been the kind of game that we love as a defense. You know, it's going to be a test for us. Obviously, you know, we've had some issues with stopping and run, you know, here and there, and we got to be consistent with that. And they, you know, I'm sure they got the run dialed up, and they're going to, you know, try to ram it down our throat. So, either way, you know, it's going to be a good game on Sunday, and I can't wait to get there.
Cam, when you look back on the games that you haven't been able to pull out, is there a common thread on what's been missing in the fourth quarter?
I wish I had the answer, because I definitely would be upstairs banging on somebody's door. But just finishing. I mean, I think, again, you'd have to figure out the stats for me, but 4 points less, 8 games. I think we're probably the only team in the league that's been like that. Don't think we want it that way, but that's just the way this league is. I mean, the margin of error is so small, and generally it's going to come down to the last drive, whether it's a 2-minute drive for the offense or we're out there trying to get a stop and get off the field. And either way, you have to make that play, whether it's, like I said, a catch to seal the deal, or, you know, a stop, whether sack, interception, whatever it may be. You know, the opportunity's been there for both sides, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it's not. We just got to make sure we close those games out.